This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, this morning we'll spend our time visiting with the North American Crop Protection Lead for Monsanto, Ty Witten. As I've mentioned before, Xtend soybeans have been in the news both in Illinois and across the country. Farmers have experienced drift damage from the herbicide used with the beans, so my first question for Ty was, how is Monsanto handling the situation, and how do we move forward?
First and foremost, one, we've seen great success. I think the majority of a lot of acres have been sprayed with dicamba this year, and hopefully Xtendimax. We know we've been on a lot of fields and seen lots of success for weed control, which is still our primary piece we want to go here, is we want growers to kill weeds. The other piece is, yeah, we have had reports with symptomology occurring from fields. And so those are, when those come in, they call 1-844-R-EXTEND phone number, and we respond. It comes into St. Louis. They'll get sent to a field engagement specialist. We brought on about 130 people for this season to help support this product. They give that grower or applicator a call, come back. We go visit their farm, gather some facts. And so to date, on applicators that have called in for the sprayed Xtendimax, we've been on about 1,100 of those calls. And in the majority of those cases, we're finding out that applicators are self-disclosing some errors with maybe our application requirements, and it's given a good opportunity to educate and talk about how do you have success for on-target applications. There's other things we're doing to evaluate and understand weather dynamics and temperature and inversion, a lot of things that are being reported right now. I would say there's also some other pieces that we're getting calls on that looks like we may have had some sprayer hygiene, other contamination that may have occurred, or potentially off-label products are being used in and around the area. So a lot of things are going on. We appreciate every call that we get, especially if it's a person that hasn't applied it that says, hey, I'm thinking my fields have some symptomology, come out and look. We may not be able to determine what it was, but we want to gather information so we can give a better look at 2017.
Now, you may not know the answer to this, or you may not be able to tell me, but for those farmers that have seen symptoms on their fields that they were not using the technology, what's the outcome for them going to be? Are we still waiting until harvest to fully know?
Yeah, obviously there's a lot of things that can happen. The time of the reported symptomology, or actually what was the product that was potentially drifted on that field. Obviously the combine in the field is the greatest indicator. You know, if that happened early, probably going to be okay. Late in pod field, there could be if you have other kind of stresses, obviously that could have greater impact potentially. Right now we're seeing that most of the fields that have been reported we've been on, they're fruiting up great. Beans look good. And so, again, you got to wait till it goes through, but don't know if other environmental factors on their particular farm may have been an overriding factor.
The other issue that I've heard, not only on just soybean acres, but concerns about fruit and other types of plants that this could affect. What is Monsanto's approach to that, or your comments about that?
I think on all those cases where a person feels like that they may have some symptomology on fruit or trees or other things, make sure they call their state and local agency. If they call us, we're going to probably refer those folks to the state and local authorities to go through the pesticide board and committee to do that. But again, we're looking, if you're a customer of Monsanto, we'll come out and look. But we've made the commitment that we will actually service our customers. And if they've got a question, give us a call on 844-R-EXTEND and we'll try to come out.
Well, thanks so much for your time, Ty. I guess a final comment or question that I will ask you is that farmers that I've talked to, a majority of them understand that having a variety of technologies to use to fight against weeds is very important. So moving forward, I know you've mentioned several times you're doing a lot of research and taking calls and just kind of figuring out what has happened. Is there any opportunity or any thought that this product, the chemical makeup or something would change, or is it too early to tell? We don't know.
What I'll tell you now is that low volatility products, especially Xtendimax, that's approved federally for use, is the most descriptive product label that's out there, that if a grower follows that and uses the product according to directions, they're going to have great success. And if they have any questions about it, we'd love to spend time to educate. Again, we're very confident in the product, the success it can provide a grower for choice. Choice is always an important thing that a grower has. They need as many tools in the toolbox to control weeds, and that's what we're here for. And we think we'll have great success with this product, and looking for the opportunity to educate folks and tell them about it.
Ty Witten, North American Crop Protection Lead for Monsanto. If President Donald Trump does intend to follow through on his threats to terminate the North American Free Trade Agreement, Canada and Mexico will opt to stay in. Mexico's economy minister told Reuters last week that Mexico and Canada would remain in the accord even if the Trump administration abandoned the free trade agreement. Trump argues the agreement has cost the U.S. jobs and industrial capacity, while Mexico says the integration of the region has made it more competitive, helping to protect jobs. Depending on the year, Canada is either the largest or second largest export destination for U.S. agriculture, while Mexico is consistently the third largest market. Combined, they account for about one-third of U.S. ag exports. Since implementation, agricultural exports to Canada and Mexico have totaled approximately $310 billion and increased by more than 300% from pre-NAFTA levels, according to the American Farm Bureau. Well, before we wrap up, a friendly reminder that the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is accepting orders for their fall fish sale. The sale is planned for Monday, September 18th, and those orders are due by September 15th. Many species of live fish for pond stocking will be available, as well as fathead minnows and grass carp for pond maintenance. You can find an order form at the office or by calling 217-532-3361, extension 3, and you can also download that online from their website, montswcd.com. Again, the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District fish sale orders due September 15th. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.